The Warriors return to Oracle Arena after a five-game road trip and get back to business, running away from the New York Knicks. Klay Thompson, a game-high 25 points with 4 3-pointers in this one. Stephen Curry, a near triple-double with an 8-point, 10-rebound, 8-assist game, while Kevin Durant, also near a triple-double, grabbing 14 boards with 8 assists while scoring 15 points as the Warriors take down the Knicks 103-90, the final. Here's Coach Kerr and Klay.
Maybe the lone bright spot of the game was our guys' willingness to share. They really look for each other, and that's a theme almost every night, and that's such a great quality to have as a team. So that was great. I didn't think there was much purpose to anything we did at either end of the floor. You know, we moved the ball because our guys are instinctive with that and unselfish, and they enjoy playing together, so the ball movement was good, but no purpose offensively, very little interest defensively. We were probably lucky we played a team without a couple of its best players, but we looked tired and disinterested out there.
Can that be an issue at times, though? Maybe assist searching? At times it looked like you guys were looking for the assist.
Like overpassing?
Yeah.
I don't know that anybody was like looking at the stat sheet. You know, overpassing isn't the worst thing in the world, but I think that comes without having that purpose. You know, when you're just kind of dribbling down and not really cutting and not setting screens, then it's hard to really you know, kind of play with any force. And I thought that was a big problem tonight. We play a lot of random basketball, obviously, where we throw the ball ahead and we move it and we cut. But it only works if you're cutting hard and setting good screens, and I didn't think we did any of that tonight.
You always hear about how the first game back from a road trip can be kind of Do you think that's some of what was going on tonight?
Yeah. We looked tired. We looked heavy-legged. We weren't making defensive rotations. We weren't very active defensively. So we did not look sharp. And there's no question the schedule has caught up to us, but that's the schedule. You got to play through it.
How did you feel about McGee playing tonight?
He was great. You know, he's such a threat with that lob. And, you know, with the shooting that we have, we get that extra spacing that he adds just by being near the rim. The defenders have to come down and honor that. And so I thought he did an excellent job tonight. It was fun to watch.
You mentioned him being a lob threat. He seems to be finishing tougher, you know, angles than maybe in the past. Is he improving that area, have you seen?
I just think it's a great spot for him because of our shooting and multiple guys who can make a play. This is a good team for him. You know, we move the ball around and he gets near the rim and somebody gets penetration, and got a lot of guys who can throw the ball up to him, and he's finished really well. I mean, a lot of them were easy dunks, but you're right, he did have a couple of difficult finishes, and I think he was just in a good groove and feeling good and had a great game.
Some of the guys talked in New Orleans about maybe getting a little too lob happy with McGee. Did you like those lobs? Did you like what they were doing with him tonight?
I thought the lobs were all great. There were a couple of passes early that we tried to thread through traffic to him, and I told our guys in an early timeout, if you don't have the clear pass to him, just shoot it, because if you shoot it, if you miss, he's gonna be right there for a possible tip dunk, and sometimes that's better than a pass through traffic.
Steve, what do we know about David? He left the game with the hip.
Well, he's got something. I think it's like hip contusion, and he's going to get an MRI tomorrow. He told me that he thought Hernan Gomez hit him. That's why you saw him elbow Hernan Gomez. And so we were all wondering why David was upset, because it didn't look like anything happened on the play. David thought that he hit him, but it turned out it was he felt like a little tug in there. And so it's so we'll see what comes of the MRI tomorrow, but it's definitely something that concerns us, and we'll see what happens.
Well, you guys had over 40 assists for the third time this season. How much of that was just you guys playing the way you wanted to play, and how much of it was by design trying to find guys?
That's just what we pattern ourselves after. I mean, we only shot 28% from three, but when you share the ball like we did, we're going to get great looks. And I actually read a crazy stat today. We're on pace to be the first team since Showtime to average over 115 and 30 assists a game. And if we can keep that pace up, we're pretty, we're a tough out. So it's like I said, when the ball's not going in, especially from beyond the arc, we got to make up for it with our ball movement, and we did that tonight.
Steve said that he thought that a lot of the action, though, was just kind of purposeless almost. It was like nobody really got into a real rhythm. Did you sense that too?
Yeah, and that's the beauty of our team. No one cares about the numbers. We move the ball. Whoever's open, shoot the ball. We're fortunate we have two guys, and Steph and KD, who can get their shot any time, but other guys like me, Andre, Draymond, everybody else fills their role and plays aggressive when the ball's in their hand, and no one really holds the ball in this team, so it's nice, and it's always moving, and it's fun to play in, so I'm sure it's fun to watch.
JaVale gives you a completely different look starting at center, but he really does impact your offense. I mean, I think he had four lob dunks in the first. You had a couple lobs yourself to him.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think I had three, actually. So.
Okay.
Yeah, JaVale played phenomenal tonight. I mean, 17 points with just making it simple. And I knew he was going to be a great pickup in the preseason because he's so long, he's so athletic, and he has great timing. Not only on the defensive glass, but like you said, he adds a different dimension when he's on the floor just because the floor is so wide open with our starting unit out there. That when we get in the paint, he's always an option to throw it up. Sometimes we look for him too much, but the way he played tonight, I expect him to do that a lot because he's such a phenomenal athlete.
Clay, energy-wise, was there a little bit of a hangover from the road trip tonight, and just trying to get your legs back underneath you and get comfortable again at home?
I think in the beginning, but we're all competitors, and about 6 minutes in, we picked it up. Our defense could have been better. Give New York credit. I think Jeff has them running a good system over there. They move the ball well, and they've been winning for the last couple weeks for a reason. So although we can't be better on that side of the ball, on the defense side of the ball, I was happy with our effort tonight. It was a long road trip, and it's a hard game to win when you're coming back off a five-game trip. So we showed some great resiliency.
And there are a couple more games in store here at Oracle Arena before the Warriors hit the road for that three-game trip that will bring them to Cleveland on Christmas Day. And next up, here at home, it's the game Saturday night against the Portland Trailblazers. At Oracle Arena, I'm Lawrence Scott.